The following letter was submitted by Selva Rasaya. I would like to make a few comments regarding the ferrochrome issue in your story. Zero chance ferrochrome plant will be built here, says Shoemaker. Councillor Shoemaker was clearly a proponent for a project that he intended to persuade the public was needed. He was part of the Community Engagement Committee. An FOI document stated the committee's goal was to engage the community and demonstrate that the community of Sault Ste. Marie at large wants this facility in the community and highlight potential synergies that exist within the business community. This committee will be at Norant's disposal when Sault Ste. Marie is selected for the new production facility location. Alan Coutts, former Norant CEO, acknowledged at their open house in the Sault that the chromite deposits were its valuable asset. He also mentioned that they had the option to process the chromite in Manitoba or overseas in China, but the province would charge a fee for processing it outside of Ontario. Wyloo Metals, new owner, is simply stating their lack of interest in the chromite deposits due to the controversy surrounding it. The roads they need and the potential to mine the deposits are better portrayed as necessary for the critical minerals to meet the demands for electric cars. The PUC is installing power lines that are more than sufficient for Algoma Steel's EAFs and ferrochrome smelters. Also, the 500 jobs and 230 to 260 megawatts of power quoted for the ferrochrome facility are based on Stage 2 being completed, four smelters. Mr. Coutts at the open house stated the plan is for Stage 1, two smelters, and Stage 2 will depend on the market demand as well as natural gas can use to supplement energy demands. There are not open discussions by politicians in the Sault regarding the environment. The public should be aware of the appetite for our politicians for jobs and not the safety of the people and the environment. The politicians in the Sault are not willing to discuss environmental issues or acquire the appropriate knowledge to understand their impacts for responsible decision-making.